Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets! And they talking. Let's go!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I treat you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. Can try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system, everybody whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop cane and complain, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. Shit, they got me circling.
This talk is for a talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street
now.
Perspective. Oh, no, it's Fantastic Friday. You already know. April 11, 2014. We in the asylum. You got L Boogie, your host. I got my cellmate, T-Ro, Juelz, the G. Man, I'm back from North, you know what I mean, North Park, you know what I mean, Dallas, Texas. I went down to your spot, bro. Man, we got a lot to talk about. A lot on the marquee, Colin Kaepernick, NFL news. You know, somebody else and did the R. Kelly and came out the closet. We got some NBA news. Oh, man, we got some Tink Tink news. It's going down. But before we get started, you know, I always got to say what's up to my cellmate. What's the deal? Juelz the G.
What's up with it, man? What's up, world? Yeah, we just chilling, man. We're going to bring a lot of stuff to the table tonight. from politics to sports to the streets.
Hey, you know, the producer of the show, T-Row, what the deal, baby?
Whoop, whoop, you know what it is. It's Friday, baby. It's time to get hyped. You know what we do. Got Miami and Indiana on. Got a lot of games that are actually like playoff games before the playoffs even start next week. You know, the season ends next Wednesday on the 16th, so be ready. You know what I mean? Man, hey, you know what we're going to talk about. We got a big fight tomorrow. Got that Pacquiao versus Tim Bradley. We got that one coming up, part two. I want to see what's going to happen there, Boogie. You know what I mean? I can't wait to talk about that. And, of course, you know, good old Colin Kaepernick. Colin, wrong place at the right time. What happened, Colin? I can't wait to talk about you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we'll get about this Major League Baseball, too. You know what I'm saying? Your Yankees ain't looking so hot, but your pitching looking all right, El Boogie. It's going to be all right. We ain't got on baseball yet, but what's up to the world? What's up to everybody checking us out on the web? You know, studio guest, Bluesy Doozy. You know you got the three cellmates ready to rock and roll, man. So, El Boogie, what's on the key for first, man?
What's on the marquee first is congratulations to both the UConn men and the UConn women for winning the national championship. I want to give a big up to them. And let me ask you this, Ro. They couldn't get over the hump. Once again, freshmen, five of them, started and couldn't get it done. Thought they were going to get over the hump, but they couldn't do it. Let me ask you this, Ro. What was it that UConn did, or what was it that University of Kentucky couldn't do that made the difference in the ball game on Monday night when we got off the air? It was frenzy down there.
Man, you know what it was, El Boogie. I'm not going to say that the lights got too bright for the Twins, but what happened to Julius Randle? Oh, my God. You playing at home in your backyard, and you all just go 10 points? Man, what's going on, dog? Hey, booty all got tight, El Boogie, but you know what? It was meant for UConn to win that championship on Monday night, man. You saw the ruckus. You saw the fans there, man. You saw the run that those boys had. Kevin Ollie, 6-0 in the NCAA tournament, you know, winning his first championship in his second year. But this is what I did not know, El Boogie. I'm going to put it out there. I did not know this. I did not know that the University of Connecticut's men's basketball team was placed on academic probation. I didn't know that. I thought something had happened within internally where they had to, you know, they didn't got caught up. And, you know, it was something big that happened where they had to put the – come on, man. That's UConn. UConn got a lot of one and done that go to that school, man. You can't hold them kids accountable. And like you told me, El Boogie, you know, them three or four, you know, They might not be so white, but they light bright and they don't play. You know, they jerseys and their uniforms never get dirty. That's them boys that keep that GPA up. You know, they got that 3.9, that 4.1. You know, they get them good GPAs. They're going to be doctors and lawyers and things. You know, they might not get a minute of time until senior night. Start the game and they're going to end the game. They're going to play about the first 3 minutes of each one of them, and then it's going to be over. You know what I mean? So, you know, big ups to UConn for, hey, UConn, don't slip. Come on, Kevin Ollie. Get your recruit class up to where they stay 4 years. Adam Silver, hurry up. We need your help, Commissioner. We got to get these boys to stay for 2 years. Pick up that GPA, El Boogie. We always talk about education first.
Like I always say, you see those guys who don't take off the uniform? You recruit them, too. To keep the QTR up. So you can be able to play every year and be eligible for the national tournament. Now, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, they're placed on 1 year of banding of the national championship tournament because of lack of academic standards.
And see, what I don't get about that, El Boogie, hold on before you go to the next part. They ain't got no one and done in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What the hell's going on with Cousin Milwaukee? You got to get it right. You got some four-year guys, and y'all, y'all are under 2.0.
No, and guess what? It's not that they're under 2.0, bro, but they're doing what the coach did at University of Manhattan. They play them 4 years and coming up about eight credits short of their degree and said, man, I ain't going back.
Pulling a Steve Mysterio around this joint.
You already know. Pulling a Steve. But my question, well, what I thought or observed as I, you know, watched the game, and then when I came back home, you know, I DVR'd it, and I watched it again, and I critiqued it, took some notes. Julius Randle is not in shape. He might have kicked it too much. He's not in shape. Another thing that I noticed, 48-49, they could not make free throws. See, this is what I tell the young kids, and I think I said this on Friday. Sixth graders, how are we going to win? Free throws, layups, and rebounds. I don't care if they're offensive or defensive rebounding. Those are three things or the three keys to winning ball games. Kentucky did not do all three. They looked at MBG. Nothing but garbage. Especially everybody who's giving praise to Mr. Randle. Footwork was not good. Shot selection was rushed. Decision making was not good. And where were you on the rebounding? When they needed a double-double, you couldn't come through. But I guess I just got to give credit to UConn for what they did and did the game plan and what they do. They keep, man, they keep the pressure on. Lazy passes will get picked off. You better take a good shot because UConn will eat up that glass. So my question to the world is, do you still think that five freshmen can win it all? I don't think that University of UConn should be in the same sentence with the Fab Five, honestly.
Never.
They should never be in the same sentence with the Fab Five. Will there ever be freshmen to win it all? I don't think so. That's why I picked against Kentucky. Because if the Fab Five didn't do it, ain't nobody going to do it. You need to season some sophomores, juniors in there, especially coming off the bench. And you need one or two sophomores to start, just like Cal did when he won it in 11. You need that. Now, Juelz, we've been in the streets. We've been talking. We've been hollering. And we've been hollering about this Colin Kaepernick situation. It's been, and listen to this. Zero. Let me ask you this, T-Ro, before I get to Juelz about this. Break it down a little bit. Colin Kaepernick was with a young lady, him and two other football players. Ironically, they played with the Seattle Seahawks. And they were in Miami. And they were having drinks. And smoking on some of that geisha. And the young lady woke up and was in a situation in the bedroom that she thought she wasn't supposed to be in. Now, they've had sexual relations in the past, and it's been cool. Everybody's been okay with it. But why all of a sudden now you file an incident report? That incident report can turn into something that the state of Florida can pick up. Did that scar Colin Kaepernick roll, Juelz?
Well, let me tell you, L Boogie, before we go to the commercial, man, Man, you got to get the story straight, man. They got, you know, TMZ, this media stuff is too big nowadays, man. You know what I'm saying? And, man, the way the TMZ made it sound like they was like Colin Kaepernick about to get buried around here or something. But hold up, wait a minute. Like you mentioned in the beginning of the story, yes, she knew. She know Colin. This ain't nothing new. You know what I mean? The Miami PD had to call, you know, the San Jose paper and let them know, hey, man, yeah, hey, don't believe what you're hearing, man. It's going too far. Colin Kaepernick didn't do anything wrong. The young lady just stated that she knew Colin Kaepernick out of the other three guys that were there in the situation. So Colin right now is kind of chilling, you know, so we going to wait and give him a break until he come out. But you know that this media situation is just too big. And, you know, she woke up booty hole butt neck, you know, on an April 1st incident, you know. Was it an April Fool prank? I don't know.
What you think, Juelz?
Oh, man, let me give a word to the wise, you know what I mean? Having had money like that and spent money like that, man. You young quarterbacks, listen up, man. You know, when you make an agreement with these ladies, man, you know, I don't know what it was, barter, trade, you know, or any other type of agreement. Everybody got to fulfill their obligations. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Colin, baby girl. We don't know who failed to meet the fulfillment of the agreement. You know what I'm saying? We wasn't in that room. I mean, they didn't do jack to Roethlisberger. You know what I mean? He fondling stuff, and then nothing happened. So why are we worried about Colin, man? You know what I'm saying? We don't know. You know how they do to black man? You know what I mean? They attack us. They might have stopped that girl in that room. Yeah, baby, we need you to say all this stuff because we got a black quarterback about to be the best in the world.
Yeah, man.
So it's real funky. You know, it's unfortunate, man, that brothers don't got their guards up. You know what I mean? They should recognize it. Stay the eye on the prize, the bullseye for anybody that hits the drag down, man. You brothers got to tighten up, man. Put your pep in your step. You got to quit the bull.
You already know. When we come back from commercial, we're going to elaborate a little bit more on that story. We're going to talk about, give you some street sweep on who done went to the league. Talk about a little bit about the Masters. The NBA. It ends Wednesday. Who you got? Who's hot? Who's not? And wow, is Indiana in trouble? I keep talking about them. What they gonna do? It's the streets. Juelz the GT Row. I'm L Boogie. 347-855-8896. Tell a friend. You tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go.
Let the rain down. She wanna skip the winter just to shake it in the summer. If I didn't show up to your party, homie, that's a bummer. Trippers on the pole and they going up and down. I sip out my cup to make me calm down. I'm a fly Brooklyn bitch, but when I'm in Atlanta, I be sticking rhymes in the thong, hit it with bandana. I'ma play that cat like it was played by Pink Panther. Bitch, I hit you up, bandana for a recap. My hang, I'm a freak, girl. Watch me take a peek, girl. Touching on your nipples, mighty long. Take a sleep, girl. Wanna introduce you, take my mighty long. We dance a song, they could take you all night and long. What you hiding in that dress? Curiosity is killing me. When you hit the stage, tell them all niggas to steal me.
Let me see you, baby. Let me see you, baby. She said,
Monday night, Atlanta child, and they say all the hoes ain't magic. See, no, I'm no David Copperfield, but I'm sure I can pull up rabbit. See, I'm adamant when I see something I want, I reach out and grab it. Like this cannabis that I'm blowing, bust the package, boy, it's cherry kush. Thank you, smelly much, but this is the only hairy bush that I would like to put my lips on. I like that pussy Brazilian wax with the nips showing. Tiptoeing the high heels of her bare feet, and she down with some major dick blowing. Yep. How many licks does it take to get to the bottom of a tootsie roll? What? Pop or the wiggle when it explodes. In her mouth, boy, that's cold. Dirt than Shaquille O'Neal from the free throw line. And I'm a peaceful person, so she wanted to give me peace of mind. Now it appears that I am brain dead. My legs feel like Joe from Family Guy because she got insane head. Call me crazy, but nowadays it seems like nothing is sacred. Oh, well, I already got me somebody to play with.
Okay, now let me see you say.
hit it.
That's for you, Colin. That's my big boy.
She said, okay.
Listen here, Streets. This is what I was telling, you know what I mean, my co-hosts, my cellmates. What they need to do is, because you know how sometimes these women, they be talking about, well, let's take an AIDS test. Okay. We'll sign this contract. That what goes on in this room, neither one of us is responsible.
Streets! Yeah.
Sign this contract so we can boogie on down. That's what we need.
Yeah, buddy, that's what, you know, you got to have that confidentiality form waiting at the door for them, you know what I'm saying? As soon as they walk in, hey, baby, put just sign. We don't even need you to read it. Just sign the bottom part where it says signature, please, and date. So we'll know that this was consensual. You know what I mean? Hell, Boogie, man. Man, we had a couple of deaths this week, man. I want a man, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time, man. I can't believe it, L. Buddy. The Ultimate Warrior passed away this week, man. I can't believe it, L. Boogie. That was my dude right there. And then we had another great NBA Hall of Fame player pass away on us, man. Lou Hudson, the Atlanta great. Man, I'm telling you, that dude had hops. And he had that post-up game, man, that was giving them guys the blues, you know, and did it with a little natural, you know what I'm saying, a little fro dangling while the wind was blowing in the gym, you know, giving them fools 20 every night for 11 straight in that lap, you know. But, yeah, man, big ups to those two, man. Man, can't believe the greats are gone, man. They leaving us day by day. But that's what it is, L Boogie. L Boogie. You know it's a big fight tomorrow, baby. Pacquiao getting ready to get it on with Tim Bradley. This fight number two. Tim Bradley couldn't enjoy the first fight. He was getting death threats and everything. Look at you else. Why was he getting death threats? Because he got the belt. The judges gave it to Tim Bradley, even though we saw Pacquiao whoop that ass. What's your thoughts on that, man? Is it going to be a fair fight this time, or the judge is going to be, you know, in the middle of it again?
As we all know, world, what the boxing game has come to, it's like throwing the dice in Vegas, man. You don't know what you're going to get, man. You know, you just don't know. Boxing is a mystery to me right now, man. It's like where's that plane over there lost to the Bermuda? I don't know if we're going to find it or if it's lost. I have no answer, no clue. I don't know. I just know if he's sitting there with Floyd Money Man Mayweather, he's going to get the brakes beat off of him, though. Anything other than that, I don't know what we're going to get.
Tell you what. If Pacquiao lose this fight, he might as well retire. It's big for both guys. If Tim Bradley wins this, he's in line to fight Floyd. Now, if Floyd avoids Tim Bradley, then I'm going to say something. Then I'm going to scratch my bald head. So
okay, hold on. So let me ask you this real quick. Since we on Tim Bradley and we done brought up Floyd. Now, whoever wins, do they get Floyd?
Of course not. You know Floyd is going to save Bradley, and if he fights Manny Pacquiao, it's the last part of the contract. Remember, he had six fights with HBO. He's on the third one right now.
True.
So Bradley will fall in line sooner, and Pacquiao may fall in line later.
That's some bull. I think it's going to be the opposite of what happened in the first fight. I think Tim Bradley going to look spectacular, look like he's going to be, you know, ready to do his thing. The way it was nice, you know what I mean? So I think Tim Bradley's going to show out,
But somehow, some way, like you have said, them dice going to be rolled in the ring. And they're going to get it to Pacquiao, and we're going to see what we've been waiting on. That's just what I think. I think we're going to see Pacquiao win, and then they go give it. You just got to have it. That's just the next fight that's out there, man. It has to happen. And like you say, I think Bradley is going to have to wait later than Pacquiao. So I think Pacquiao is going to be the sooner, whereas Bradley is going to be the later. You know what I mean? Because, six fights, that's still, I mean, you know, what, two and a half, three years? He's still good. You know what I mean? He can cover both of them.
He's only 30.
We just got to have that Pacquiao. We just got to have a Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, you know, immediately. Not now, but yesteryear, we need it. We got to have it, you know what I mean? But, hey, this is what I want to do real quick, man. I know we got to play on the line, hold it on, man, that knows something about this boxing game, man, you know? So I'm going to bring the player up out there real quick, man, so we can talk about it, and then we're going to jump back into this, Solid, you know? Hey, yo. Welcome to the streets, man. You all live with L Boogie and T-Ro, Jewel's the G in the building. You know, this your boy. What's happening? Who is this? Where you calling from?
What's happening, Big Pimp and shit, you know? Big J, Chandler, Arizona, checking in with y'all ready for this fight thing.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's Motorcycle J right there. You know what I mean? For those that don't know, boy, J get down on that motorcycle. And that vet, you know, full of speed. Yeah. Yo, J, man, we've been talking about this boxing thing, Pacquiao, Bradley, too, man. Give me your thoughts and tell me who you got to win and who's going to be the next opponent for either one of those guys.
You know, I got Bradley. We talked about this, man. I got Bradley. You know, I think it's going to be a different outlook. I think Bradley wants to beat him convincingly, especially since the hell, you know, that he went through after, you know, after the controversial decision that, you know, gave him the fight in the first place. I personally think that he lost the fight. I think it was close, you know, but I did think he lost the first one. So, you know, I think that he's got something to prove. Now, what I don't know has been mentioned because I haven't had the time to check into the 24/7 with working and coaching, but I'll tell you this. What's the little Russian name? The little Russian bulldog that Bradley was in a war with in his come-out
right.
fight. Right?
Right. Yes.
That is Pacquiao's stable, all right, mate, meaning that Freddie Roach trains him and they are, you know, they spar together all the time. They're with each other all the time. Now, the only reason why I bring that up is because my opinion, you know, in watching that fight, man, this little Russian dude that's on the up and coming, man, I think that, you know, he's got a little bit more of that hunger and that determination, you know, that old fire that, you know, we used to see in Pacquiao that, you know, everybody's questioning to see now, right? So, you know, it could be interesting. It makes me think really more to kind of give the advantage to, you know, to them because now you've got, you know, you got Pacquiao that's fought him. They've got that ring experience, but, you know, in essence, it was a different fight, you know, from when he fought that Russian dude. So they got that look, you know, that they're able to kind of go back to the drawing board. You know, El Boogie made a very interesting point when he said, you know, hey, they both got something to lose here. Pacquiao being, you know, pretty much if he's going to lose the fight, they're going to try to almost force him into retirement and focus on congressional stuff, right? So, yeah. Man, and, you know, Bradley's deserving of that payday. So I think that it's going to be a good fight. I'm hoping that it's going to be an explosive fight. I'm giving it to Bradley only on the fact that I think the man has got a beard. He's got heart, a little bit more determination than Pacquiao at this stage in his career. And I think he's going to expose that soft head of Pacquiao's again, man. He might be asleep all the way back to Manila, and that's the way I see the fight going, maybe in about 8 or 9 rounds. Pacquiao going to sleep and then waking him up for his next congressional meeting, whenever that is. That's how I'm calling the fight, man. You heard it from me, Jay. And you know,
tough.
Shit, man. That's gonna set hopefully me straight until, you know, we see what you know, Mayweather's gonna rough up Maidana.
Now, CJ, we were on the same path, but now we on the wrong train.
Well, talk to me now. Talk to me now.
Now, we know that Tim Bradley is very hittable as well.
Absolutely.
I see a classic once again. The Russian, Palavovic, gave him a hell of a fight, and I love Tim Bradley. But I think because how the world treated him outside the ring, I think it's a psychological thing. I've done some homework on it. He was contemplating suicide. He had to take him and his family to Hawaii to, you know what I mean, get away from everybody and the depression and things like that. Yes, he has something to prove, but I think
right.
he might try to go overboard and Pacquiao might catch him. That's just my opinion. My opinion. And also, I think that because we're in Vegas, they're going to force somebody's hand. When I say somebody, you know who I'm talking about, and they want to see that Pacquiao and Mayweather fight or pay-per-view. Because let's be honest, after Floyd Mayweather fights this next guy, and if Bradley wins or whoever one of those guys wins, don't the world want to see that next fight? Because whoever
– I think the world
– they're not going to – Go ahead.
I was about to say, I think a third of the world, or I even might give it the benefit of the doubt and say half of the world wants to see that fight. But I'll be honest with you. I wanted to see the fight 2 years ago. I'm not interested in seeing the fight now. You know why? Because all it is going to do is go and bring up another excuse. Oh, well, it should have happened 5 years ago when Pacquiao was in his prime. And it won't make no difference that Floyd is older than him or just as old, has been in just as many wars, just hasn't took as much punishment. And so I'll be honest with you. I don't care to see that fight. The legacy that I see, you know, and where I see the bigger, you know, you talk about the bigger picture, and you're right. You're right, El Boogie. It's Vegas. And even outside of Vegas, it's politics, and so there's always money involved in it, and I get that. But I think what I might see unfold, or what I thought when Floyd signed his contract with Showtime, right, and as he started to take in these fights, and I realized that there wasn't really a lot of people out there here for him to fight, you know. Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of count. You know, it's not a De La Hoya, Trinidad, Vargas. It's not one of those eras that was packed with superstars.
Winky, right.
He superseded all of that, right? So what I'm thinking of is that not only for the money, which, they, you know, Showtime's already going to pay him a lot, but you've also got a CBS deal somewhere in there. Now, if I don't – I foresee this guy fighting – maybe this fight and one other fight, which is going to be, you know, okay opponents or, you know, as tough as they can get. But I really see it being like a legacy where the world will tune in, not just for the fact that they're seeing him fight Pacquiao, whoever it is. The world is going to tune in because this could be his last fight. This will be his last fight ever. And if he does go undefeated, then he will have done something that no other boxer will ever – well, and at least you and I will probably ever see. And so with that being said, I think that itself will draw money. I mean, can you imagine, El Boogie, if, you know, over the next 24 months, you know, whatever, we see somebody in the boxing world that shows some kind of knockout power where they think that, okay, Floyd, this guy might knock Floyd. I mean, I guarantee people are already guessing that about Maidana. But can you imagine the hype building up so much and him setting up a legacy, so to speak, and the buzz getting so big, and they air this like on Channel 5, CBS,
right.
And where it's a show, like it's
right.
You know, you don't pay money to do it. And think about how many households it would touch then, if it was draw something like that. We might see some like Super Bowl type numbers, right? You know, I mean, I doubt that. I might be exaggerating there, but to even see a third of those numbers would be probably three times as much as he would see fighting a Pacquiao right now. So you know, you never know. At the end
right.
of the day, me personally, I want to see Pacquiao. I want to see Mayweather fight one of these little knockout artists that are starting to come up. Really ain't got a big name, but, you know, there are some, like, Gulati Glubkins. There are some guys out there that we can see him get in the ring with and take some challenges. But, you know, what kind of what kind of risk is Floyd willing to take? You know, we've seen him dodge those type of risks when he was early in his career. I doubt that he's going to do that now. So I think that he's going to play this little deck of cards that he's got between, you know, maybe Pacquiao. I don't see him being in play, but I see Bradley. I see, obviously, I'm hoping I don't see Khan, but you also got, you know, some other guys that I'm sure, you know, that, you know, may make an entertaining fight just to lead up to that big, who's going to set it up for that last fight. So that's my thoughts on it,
man. The kid that beat Bonner?
Maidana?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Maidana, yeah. And so, you know, this guy, I mean, I don't know what y'all know about this guy, but remember, this guy, first time I seen him or heard about this guy is when he knocked out Victor Cruz.
Right.
And
right.
Victor Cruz was all over this kid, and this kid getting up off of the canvas three times in that fight just finally gave it to him so much to where Victor Cruz questioned himself being in the ring and made the biggest mistake of his career that night in saying, I don't know if I should be taking this type of punishment. It was a landmark moment for him. I mean, this guy is destroying careers. Not only did he
right.
go to that and set him in a nasty down spiral, but then, man, of course, you know
hey,
me, I'm low right now. Of course, that was his most recent one, but there was one or two between
right.
that, y'all. There was one or two between that he let have it. So, yeah, Adrian Broner was his last one that he devastated. And I think just the fact that he has that knockout power and he's going to come at Floyd wild because that's his only chance, man, it's going to be exciting for fight fans for the first, you know, couple rounds until he settles them down and just, you know, how he does. Just matter breaks people down, and he will knock this guy out too, I think.
And let me say this, Jay. What people is paying for, not to see Floyd win, people are paying to see Floyd lose. See that we were tuning in to watch Mike Tyson knock people out. People at home, they don't like to see greatness, so what they do is they pay the money to see Floyd lose.
That's what
I'm piggybacking on what you said as far as the money, because that's what they're going to pay for. So just the anticipation or the hope that he lose, that's what they're going to pay for.
Yeah, and you're right, El Boogie. So it's genius for Floyd. He's created a fan base and a hate base basically to where he's collecting cash on both sides, so it doesn't matter whether you want to tune in or not. Man, just pay him his money. Just give him his check. And one other thing to think about before I check out on y'all is 2 years from now or 28 months from now, whenever his last fight would be, or even the last fight leading up to the last fight, right, the fight before last, who knows what pay-per-view will be at that time, man. Since pay-per-view started to take over, man, it may be $100 to compensate for any lack of people that might not want to, you know. So you never know, because at the end of the day, I'm sorry, most people are going to pay what they're going to pay regardless. you know, and, you know, from somebody that most of the time gets the fights, I can tell you, man, when I started watching boxing, it was $24.95 if I wanted to see Mike on pay-per-view, and it's already, you know, it's what, $75 these days.
And that's HD. You got AC, but you got TV 70 inches big, you know?
Right? No doubt. Hey, y'all, I appreciate y'all having me on, man. It's always good to hear y'all doing y'all thing, man. Y'all keep it right, keep it tight. And
hey, Jay,
I also want to tell y'all.
What's the name of your little squad? What's the name of your little squad?
I was about to say, you know, I was about to get that. That's a perfect segue because I was about to say the East Valley Vipers over here, man. We repping hard. We on 3-0 on the season, looking for 4-0 this weekend. But I will be out on the west side trying to take care of some of those brothers out in Friendship Field on the last two games of the season. Come out, show your love. We tell them on this side to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of friends. So y'all make sure y'all do the same thing on that. We're going to be out on that side, man, and come check us out. We'd love to see y'all.
Yes, sir. Check out my little nephew, Megatron, man. Megabar, man. EVA. You're a little wide receiver, a little free safety. Be bringing that hat. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Name Marv Latanum. We call him Marbatron.
That's my little nephew, man. Hey, Jay, we appreciate you, man. Much love to you and the squad and the fam out there, man. Check us out on Monday, baby.
All righty, baby. Appreciate y'all having me on.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no doubt.
Hey, Boogie, you still didn't tell me who you got in the fight, man. Who you got? You got to tell me right now before we go to a commercial and get back to this side.
Man, I'm going with the Pac-Man. Manny Pacquiao, one of my favorites. I love Ken Bradley, up and coming, you know what I'm saying? He's Desert Storm. He's from Palm Springs, California, which is right up the road, about 2.5 hours away from us. You know, as soon as you get out of Arizona, you're hitting Palm Springs after you hit Cherry. So,
right.
You know, I'm here to Timmy, but I'm going with my man Manny. I love Manny,
yeah.
The Pac-Man, that is. So, you know, I was appalled by the decision, you know, the last time they fought. But was I upset? No, because Tim Bradley, he brought his pail. He brought his lunch pail. He went to, hey, he put in some work. But I tell you what, this time.
I'm going with the Pac-Man myself. He's going to chomp him up. That's all
man,
I got
to
say.
We need Pac-Man to win. We need Pacquiao to win. We need to set up.
Oh, yeah.
You can't run, baby. And I'm not going to talk about who's my winner in that fight unless it's scheduled.
Oh, yeah, of course. We know what's going to happen. We just need Pacquiao to pull it off.
When we come back, T-Row going to give us, he going to street sweep for us a little bit, and we're going to talk some NBA. And we're going to talk a little bit about this NCAA and what Calipari had to say about the committee. He says it's crumbling. We'll be back. Shout out to Global Network One and AJ. Man, the sports officials, the legacy, dynasty. Oh, man, we see you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, let's go.
To me, I can get this in a week, put a hater to sleep, sky's the limit, I got R. Kelly money, when Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall, can't handle my business, and I'm ready for war, take a skill and for finish, see my focus was M, my chances were slim, counting both to per million, we should get this on film, when you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No. These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Sales wanna hold me in. My bond paid. Who's gonna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my swell. Still ain't flipped the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac. Scrap. About to handle that. Rock the bop, bop, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack. Geronimo. I ain't count. Gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it. You say you real. Say you gangster, so-called. Slide up with that oak out. Everybody like, oh, God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh, y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh? These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dunkers can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hollers like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candles.
Now you look in my lot, Rose, Ferraris and Lambo, talking South Bronx, Al Qaeda, Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley, blow mills like a ball player, Magic Bird, Isaiah, Shorty trying to kick it, looking for that meal ticket, diamonds flashing, gon' flick it, on that Juicy J, they tripping, I done came up off a lick, boy, got you on the list, boy, your life on my wrist, boy, niggas need a stick, these haters can't hold me back. D-Hater can't hold me back
No!
D-Niggas tryna hold me back. D-Niggas tryna bait me in. D-Niggas ain't putting in work. D-Niggas gotta hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot some things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel vibe on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. No boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grand. These niggas wanna give me shit. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kissed like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy, they made back white on the way.
D-Hater can't hold me back. 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 No.
I came home. BG in the bed. Yo, hold my lips. It's longer than Craig. My bitch got cramps.
You back in the asylum. These niggas can't hold us back, man. You in the streets with Juelz and G-T-Row. I'm your boy, L Boogie. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Man, I want to also give a shout-out, man, to No Strings Attached Magazine. You know what I mean? And if you want to know more about that, go to NoStringsAttached.com. They didn't let your boy, you know what I mean, write a couple sports articles to pop in the magazine. Oh! Let's expand. You gotta expand the brand. And before we get into the asylum, I just want to say this. Another young man from the University of UMass has come out about his sexuality and saying that he's gay.
Derek Gordon,
sophomore guard, transferred from Eastern Kentucky over to UMass. Now, Ro and Juelz, I'm going to pick my words carefully, but I'm going to ask you first. What do you think about this epidemic, I'm going to call it, with these people coming out about their sexuality?
Stop
it. I'm going to ask you first, Ro.
Stop it. We don't care. Why? Why are you killing us with this information? We already know you gay. We can tell just by the way you act. Your tendencies are femaleish. You're just too swaggish. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Hey, man, L Boogie, it's getting out of hand now, man. Next thing you know, it's gonna be on the women's side. Now I'm a full blown lesbian. I mean, we have it in the WNBA, but now we're gonna have it in college. We are gonna have it everywhere, man. This is just ridiculous, man. And I'm getting sick of it. I can't take it no more, L Boogie. I don't care if you're gay. Keep yourself in the closet. You want to be super fly? Be super fly. You want to take it in the rear? You just do what you do. You know, when the time is right, when nobody knows, man. Just send me to TNA. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you need a little strip club in there, Boogie. I don't know. I just don't know why a guy would deny some TNA. You know what I mean? I just don't get it.
Juelz, drop a jewel on us, Juelz.
Oh, man, this dude, man. Somebody done sprinkled some dust on him. He got hit by the ice cream truck, the ferry wagon.
Street!
I mean, what's happening, man? Nobody cares, man, that you like penis. I mean, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why you assuming them type of positions and taking that type of, being that type of lay down, man. If we can call you a man, because we don't, man, it's getting real cold, man. Everybody wants some sympathy because your preference is not of the norm. Next thing you know, they're going to want to be the next minority. What's really going on? Man, we don't care, man. Y'all get back in that closet. Man, you need to come up out the closet and go to a church or a mosque or a synagogue or somewhere or some Hinduism, Buddhism. Get somewhere. Cause you ain't standing with nothing righteous on that side of the. I'm sorry, man. That's just what it is. I don't care what books of enlightenment or knowledge you follow. I don't think anybody is in agreement with that, man. I don't know. I don't get it.
And I'm going to piggyback on you guys. It's very eerie. And I say that to say because, for one, we're applauding something that isn't natural. And I say that because we're in the streets. And you notice that you don't see two lions, males getting it on, and they don't even know how to think, but they know that's not natural.
Right.
But my thing is that you get fired, you get implicated as far as being a chauvinist or having a phobia because you speak negative about somebody's preference. Also, you get vindicated or put on a pedestal because you said to the world that you like guys or that you like the same sex. You get put on a pedestal. But if I go to work, talk freely about how I like girls, then I'm a male chauvinist, I'm a dog, and I'm not Christian-like to the streets. I don't understand the reasoning why these guys are coming out or want to just get it out to the public. Do you need a lot of publicity? You need some attention? I don't know what it is. But I just think that it's getting eerie. It's getting sad that we're putting this on SportsCenter, social media, that these guys or these girls like the same sex. So they need to, once again, like I said, keep it to themselves. And we're just worried about the productivity and the money. That's all we worried about. All that other stuff, we're not worried about it. So I'm going to go to the world, or I'm going to tweet, yeah, I like girls. When Wilt said that he had 1,000 of them, everybody said he was, you know, shame on Wilt. So, I don't know, man. Very tricky situation. We need some females to call in and chime in on that. But, Ro, we got anybody ready to come into the asylum?
Yeah, buddy, you know what time it is, man. We're going to take it out to our big brother that be cooking up some good meals. You know, a taste of heaven, always on point. You know what I'm saying? Get down with my dude, Chef. You know what I'm saying? L Boogie, it's no other dad, no other brother like we like to have on the show, man. Yo, Chef, what's the deal, baby?
Man, y'all want to bring me in when y'all just stirred up all this new epidemic. What's wrong with this word? Y'all want to bring me in now, huh? So you know I'm about to be turned up, right?
Don't call it an epidemic. We don't need this to be an epidemic. We need this to stop immediately.
What you calling it?
It's just a sucker attack by these dudes. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I don't know what y'all looking at.
I call it an epidemic.
I call, exactly. What I see is I could turn on Jerry Springer, Maury. Man, it's everywhere, and it's sad. It's even in the sports world now, and it's sad. It's getting crazy. It's making me sick to my stomach. I don't accept it. God don't accept it. So, how do I else? And, you know, and El Boogie, nice point you just made, because if you sit up here and say how many women that you are in love with or how many women that you are infatuated with, guess what they're going to call you? They're going to call you a sexist. So, you know, it's a catch-22 dealing with this Americanized world, man. It's just crazy, man. It's sickening, man. Woo.
It's getting out of hand.
It's an epidemic.
What's your take on the fight? Who you got? Anybody getting knocked out?
Man? Hey, can I be honest?
Please.
Man, hey, listen. I'm about to be so honest. If y'all been listening to me for the last past couple months, I've been telling y'all the same things, man. This boxing world, I give the two F's about. But I'm going to tell you what I am looking for. I am looking for that Mayweather fight. I want to see if dude going to hump Mayweather. I want to see if dude going to punch on Mayweather like he punched on his buddy. That's what I want to see. That's who's going to sit up here and have me watching boxing. Bradley, Pacquiao, listen, I was not a fan of the first fight because I didn't agree with the decision. So the second fight, I'm not agreeing with it. You know, it's just too much going on. You know, I'm just saying, I'm looking for a controversy. If Mayweather, listen, if Pacquiao going there as what happened to him and he is just get knocked out or lose the fight, he haven't did anything but sit up here and add on fuel. El Boogie, I'm going to say again, just like you reiterate, I'm going to reiterate like you said. Listen, retire. Because I don't think we're going to ever see a Floyd Mayweather and a Manny Pacquiao. And by the time we see it, the world's interested in it. Let's just be honest.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not. What is I'm hating on?
Yeah, you don't want to see the fight. You got to want to see Pac-Man and Mayweather get it off.
Listen, okay, then I'm going to speak a little bit slowly, and I'm going to speak a little bit clearly. I said I don't believe it's going to happen, and if it do happen, it's going to be an uninterested fight. That's what I said. I don't never believe it's going to happen.
Man, we need it to happen. Somebody needs to shake them dice right, get them feathers in, the, you know, them five new folk trades.
Man, listen. I've been wanting to see that fight for 5 years.
It's going to take another 5 minutes to happen.
And I'm not going to watch it.
What do you think about this Miami beatdown?
Man. Man. I'm about to sound like a true hater, and I don't care about T-Row. Go ahead and call me a noun. As expected, I am not a Miami Heat fan, but I would tell you this. I was never a LeBron James fan, never in my life. But I actually had some time because I've been sick with it.
Wow.
Listen, I'm just being honest. Now, listen, I'm just being honest. I never respected the man. I never respected his game, none of that. Even when he played for the Cavs. So I want to sit up here and say this. I sat down and I really watched this interview that he had on the Basketball Network. And I respect that man and I respect his love for the game. The type of views or points that he sit up here and made as a man and as a father and as a superstar was a collectible one. And I believe that a lot of people should sit back here and listen to the things he said. I agree with a lot of things he said, but I never respected his game, none of that, never. Miami, is we watching LeBron last year in Miami? I believe so. What y'all believe?
Jewels, what you think? Last year in Miami for LeBron?
It's quite possible. Quite possible, man.
Breaking news. Miami just popped Indy.
Hollywood.
Oh, my God.
He come to Hollywood. Become the super mega world-renowned universal star that he want to be.
Man, y'all don't even have nobody to – I mean, y'all
re-up Mitch, but who's going to be the coach? Last time I heard, it's going to be John Calipari.
And whoever it is, we're going to write us a nice little script, put us a movie out, a feature film, sequel, a prequel, prequel, get us our 6-foot ring. Yeah.
I'm hating on that because I don't like the Lakers. Yeah. Just like the Chiefs don't like LeBron, that is zero. I do not like the Lakers. I can't
stand him. He only can go 3 places. He only can go to Cleveland, New York, or L.A. He cannot fit anywhere else.
Well,
where else is he going to go? Where else is he going? We going to go to Sacramento? Where are you going to go to Atlanta?
Man.
Dallas? No, it's about the money. Listen, man, it's about him. Listen, first off, before his career end, he will be back in Cleveland because he has something to prove. If y'all listen to that, man, if y'all listen to this segment for this hour that this man had, and I'm going to tell y'all, it was either D-Mac to sit up here and said something about it a couple weeks ago during All-Star weekend, and which made me is, I remember him saying that. It was either him or it might have been the scorekeeper. It was either one of them two, and they said something about it, and I actually caught it. And when I caught it, it was just fresh coming on, and his pure, like, dude is a passionate player. His love for the game is, it's expendable. It's crazy. I respect the man as a basketball player and as a father. Do I like him? No. I'm not a LeBron James fan.
Anything else you want to spit to the world, Chef?
I want to say this, man. How do y'all feel? Listen, I know it's a lot of people who listen to the show, and it's a lot of basketball players, ex-basketball players, ex-football players, baseball players, future baseball players, whatever you are. I just want to sit up here and tell y'all this. Would y'all leave these white women alone? Let's be honest, man. These white women, if y'all continue tampering with them, you will not see the money. The money will be in their pocket. They are killing careers. You heard what this woman said on national TV? Did y'all hear the statements that she put up? Oh, I remember being in a room with her. We partied with them. I told them to get. Do you hear how crazy it sound? And she get all the publicity in the world. Now she's famous. Hey, famous Jameis. Ask him. Ask Kobe Bryant. Ask the superstars. Listen, would y'all please?
Hey, Tupac, he's dead.
Man, would y'all please leave these white women alone? Listen, they are the devil advocate. I don't care how cold they is. I don't care how many surgeries they got done. Do I sound racist? So what? Who gonna check me? Please leave these white women alone. And as that being said, man, I'm going to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends and Colin Kaepernick, you big dummy.
Straight.
Hey, Grand, nope, y'all, I got a surprise. I ain't even made an announcement. It's only a few hand people to even know about this. But, man, you know, as I don't know the exact date, I'm going to sit up here and come up with something with my employees. Man, you know, I'm opening another Taste of Heaven spot in Tower City, Terminal Towers. And within the next couple, 40, maybe 50 days, it's going to be a new organic lifestyle as in lemonades, coconut water, smoothies, salads, fruit salads, turkey clubs, everything healthy, man. Man, get with me, y'all. I'm bringing it back to the city where I first started it, where many don't make it. And I'm about to show y'all why there's a such thing called hope and second chances. If you want it, obtain it. And it's from the shelf. I love y'all, man.
Boy, cut it out. Doing big things, boy. That's what I'm talking about right there.
You already know. Right. That's the chef. Did you hear what he said to the streets from a street perspective? He told Colin Kaepernick to leave the Caucasian women alone.
Oh!
It's a dirty game. But Pac was wasn't messing with her. Exactly.
Y'all know,
messing with his own
wife.
Kind. So
that's all he knows.
He knows both cultures.
He grew up on the bosom of a white woman. So what you expect a man to do? Man.
What do you expect KCK to do? ULDG, he dropping jewels tonight. He dropping jewels tonight. Woo! Man, we coming to you live. 347-855-8896. We also on Global Network 1365.com. And don't forget.
You know what time
tell
it is, man. Top it out. Hey, hold on. We got to go to entertainment, man, before we take a break.
I know. That's what I was about to say. We got the entertainment part of the show about to jump. And, yo. Hey, yo, B.
Uh-oh, hold on.
You on the line?
I got you. Yeah.
Yes, I'm
yo,
here.
Yo, B.
How y'all doing?
Oh, man, we doing great. We doing real great. And I know you're going to talk about the new movie that's coming out today that was filmed in Cleveland, Draft Day.
Draft Day. With Kevin Costner, yes. That comes out today. And it's about the draft picking, I believe, for the Browns team, which is just rather interesting. And it's big for the city of Cleveland to have a big motion picture with Academy Award winner Kevin Costner to star in the film, actually. So shout out to Kevin Costner and the producers of Draft Day. So hopefully
B, give us
movie number one.
Give us the rundown, B. We waiting on you. Let's go.
Well, Toni Braxton plans to release her autobiography, Memoirs of Her Life, which will hit bookstores May 20th, 2014, and it is entitled Toni Braxton, Unbreak My Heart, a Memoir. She will be talking about her struggles with her family, success, her bankruptcy, divorce, and her illness. So that's what's next. Actress of Glee fame, Naya Rivera calls off the wedding with rapper Big Sean after he allegedly cheated on her. But he says, it's a he-say-she-say situation, because he says she was too controlling, she wanted to know where he was at all times. She was, you know, very crazy, as he put it. But she says he was cheating. So it's kind of a he say, she say. What happened, we'll never know. But it's sad to see a young couple break up so soon. We thought we had them. Kevin Durant, NBA star, actually is on the new cover of Slam magazine. So if y'all see that on stands, check that out. Sad news, WWE legend, The Ultimate Warrior, dead at 54. 20 years after the hit remix I Want to Be Down charted on the R&B charts, they all reunited. Yo-Yo, MC Light, Brandy all reunited on the Queen Latifah show. And these beautiful ladies look as vibrant and as young as they was before. It was 1994 when it was released. It spent 6 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot R&B Singles charts, 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, and it charted top 20 in Australia and New Zealand. So that was big for female hip-hop to see these gorgeous female rappers get together along with singer Brandy. And actually, Yo-Yo has her own school out in California, which is very interesting. No one knew that. Celebrating 20 years also is actors Tia and Tamera Mari. The twins are celebrating the 20th anniversary from when their sister-sister sitcom first debuted, which was April 1st, 1994. It went on for 6 seasons, and it ended May 23rd, 1999. Both of them are successful now separately. Tia can be seen on Instant Mom on Nickelodeon, and Tamir is actually gearing up to be a co-host on a new talk show called The Real, which debuted this fall. Casting for the Aaliyah movie is said to begin to be underway. It's been talked that Keisha Sante, Solange, Making Good, even Juice Adore has been interested in the role to play the Platinum Diva. But who will play her? We don't know. The producers are saying they want an unknown star to play Aaliyah. And that is the Entertainment Report by Brandon Carter. You can follow me on Instagram at BrandonCarter211, Facebook.com/BrandonCarter22, my entertainment blog at www.websites.beonair.com/JBerry.
Woo! B just come with the entertainment. We always have it hot on Friday. Man, we appreciate that, B. And B, let me ask you this. On the Queen Latifah show, when they did they do the song on the show?
No, they didn't. But Brandy expressed her dying love to perform that song again. I believe they haven't performed it actually since the 1995 Soul Train Award. So these ladies just look as better, probably better than they did, not better than they did back then. They were just all gorgeous. To see they all success in their own right. Yo-Yo, MC Light, Queen Latifah, of course, you know, you can see Brandy every week on the BT's The Game at 10 o'clock on Tuesday.
Man, we thank you, B. And B, what's the name of your show that always is on air? Can you let the world know when you come on?
Yes. Know That Radio is www.northcoastunderground.com. That's Monday, Tuesdays, and Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Shout out to my co-host, Freeshine Wine. He got a little situation, but he will be back in a couple of weeks.
Freeze the Prince! Man, and don't forget, B, as sweethearts, let them know to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah, buddy, you know how we do. L Boogie after the commercial,
yo, big
man.
Shout
you know
out to go ahead. Run the commercial.
But
big shout out to DJ Stro, man. DJ Stro down there in Cleveland, man, in Ohio. He got nominated for Best DJ, man. Hopefully he gets that award.
Oh, that's big. That's big right there. Yeah, we're going to take it out to the West Coast when we come back. You know what I mean?
No doubt. No doubt. When we come back, we going to get some opinions about this fight, the NBA. And I got a little something what Mel Kiper said about Johnny Manziel, where he is on his big board. Who is Mel Kiper Jr.? Mondays and Fridays, this is talking, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Jewel the GT and your boy L Boogie. Let's go. I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to make a better thing than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix. I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next? They got my homie hemmed up and they all around. Can't none of them see him if they going straight down for pound. They wanna come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down. They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town. If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the clip and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make some bodies turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate. Observe. I just left a gang of those over there on the curb. Now they got the freaks and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked I was on the same track. Back up cause it's on N-A-T-E-N-E, the woman to the G. Just like I thought they were in the same spot, in need of some desperate help. But Nate Dogg and the G-Child were in need of something else.
I said, ooh, I like your size. She said my chorus broke down and just sing real nice. Would you let me ride? I got a car full of girls and it's going real swell. The next stop is the East Side Motel. I'm tweaking into a whole new era. G-Funk, step to this. The rhythm is the bass and the bass is the treble. Chords, strings, we bring melody. G-Funk, where rhythm is life and life is rhythm. If you know like I know, you don't want to step to this. It's the G-Funk era, funked out with a gangster twist. If you smoke like I smoke, then you're high like every day. And if your ass is a bust, 213 will wake you late.
Gotta regulate. You come, men and women, regulating everything around this joint. What's going on? Welcome back to the streets. It's your boy L Boogie T Row with Jewel's G. So this Friday, April 11th, if your birthday is the month of April, man, stand up. I salute you. Happy birthday to you. You know what I mean? You deserve it. Another year getting older. You know what I mean? Yo, L Boogie, it's time to get back into the asylum,
I'm
man.
With
we
you,
didn't
bro.
Talk about you. Yeah, I know you with me. It's time to get back to the asylum, man, real quick before we get back, you know, before I give you the street sweep of what happened, you know what I mean? Let's take it out to the West Coast one good time, you know what I mean? Yo, 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 welcome to the streets talking. This your boy, L Boogie and T-Row. Who on the line, West Coast, with us?
What's good, dog? Caesar on the phone.
Oh, there he is, man. We ain't talking to you in a minute, man. You in my egg, man. What's really going down?
You know I'll be flying everywhere. Got to handle my business, do what I do.
That's a good thing. I
no
see you've been taking more trips. I see that Caesar been taking more trips now that the Lakers ain't doing too hot this season. Huh? Have you noticed that, El Boogie?
Yeah, El Boogie's silent over there. Nothing but crickets.
Yeah, you know, El Boogie be
he don't
over there
get
doing.
It started. He don't want to get it turned up. Yo,
I'm waiting for C.
I'm waiting for C. What the hell going on? This is Streets is talking. That should never even be a topic on this mug. Never again, L Boogie. Shut it down. We don't hear about nothing about that. Who coming out? Who staying in? That'd be like the military. Don't ask, don't tell. We don't want to hear that shit, especially on the Streets is talking. I was like, What show is this? I was like, oh, yeah, that is on. What? Somewhere they must be smoking that good over in the studio talking about this whack-ass crap. And then my big homie, Big Chef, much respect. I hear what he's saying on the white girl tip, but he's a little wrong. It's this American women, period. Because I got a bad foreigner, and I'm talking about had a white, red bone, caramel. Chef, this is a different game overseas in Europe, man. You got to stay international on these hoes. That's what these niggas ain't doing. They over here getting these Americanized females when they should be going there with me. Colombia, Madrid, Spain. Man, that's all that is. What's up, fellas? What's up with the fight tomorrow?
Who you got? Turn up.
I got Mayweather. Oh, my bad. I got Batman. You know I stay black on black on black.
So you go over to Bradley and tell me why.
Because Bradley going to knock him out, number one. Number two, because he a nigga. And then, Boogie, you on a losing streak. I'm glad you picked Pacquiao, because you are on a losing streak. I don't even know the last time you picked the winner.
I picked UConn.
T-Row, what? You picked Duke. That wasn't your first bet when you very first started on a Monday. That was way after when it was only two. Yeah, you might get that right. That was 50-50.
That was a lot of people, though, see? A lot of people brackets was busted, including yours, because we talked about it. So I had to go with who was
playing. But I'm not L Boogie. But I'm not L Boogie.
That boy on that shine over there, boy. I tell you, turned up.
Oh, yeah, I know. He sent me a kite.
Hey, Caesar. Okay, since you got Bradley to win, what's next for Bradley? Who does he fight next? Is Mayweather in line, or is Mayweather going to save him for one of those last fights?
Mayweather ain't fighting Bradley. That ain't no money for him. Mayweather stick with the Mexicans. Where the money at, man? He know what's good. Mayweather all about that money. He ain't going to never fight Bradley.
Oh, he going to keep it,
wow,
tight like that, huh? I thought Broner was the only guy he kept it tight like that with.
Well, you see what happened to Broner.
Ooh, did I see.
Woo-hoo-hoo. He all online, Broner, on the internet, on WorldStar, talking about he had crabs or scabies or some old nasty STD. I'm like, these niggas be tripping.
And the funny thing that's really disturbing about, you know, Andre Broner is that he's on YouTube flushing money down the drain, and he's just flushing his career down the drain as well. He's abusing his talent, and I hope he's been humbled, because right now he's spaghetti strings, and you're as good as your last fight. You know, ask Mike Tyson. So right now, Andrew Broner is nothing but MBG. You know, nothing but garbage. So,
all day.
So I don't know who he's back to undercards. So
Showbox on Friday.
He's back to undercards. So, but very interesting. You say Tim Bradley, and if he does beat, and that's what I said. Even if he does beat Manny Pacquiao, he's at the later part of Floyd Mayweather's deal if he does fight him.
There's no money there, though. There's no money in Bradley. He don't have a fan base. You know what I'm saying? Mayweather only fights fools who have, like, a big old fan base, so he can, you know, get all that money, too. You know, he's all about business. You know how they do. They win it over there in that camp.
Absolutely.
Look, Bradley,
you made a great point.
You don't even get a phone call. Ain't no Apollo Creed and Rocky. Ain't happening.
Now let me ask you this, Cease, as the season is winding down, you know, I'm going to ask you who you think is your MVP, because the season ends on Wednesday, next Wednesday. And last but not least, What do you think about the NBA as a whole, and what do you think about the playoffs? Is going to be some drama up in there? Or is this going to be methodical? Are you going to have your usual suspects win, you know, getting there?
I'm sure the playoffs will be live, like it always is. It's the NBA, so it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a few surprises, you know, something we don't know about. Somebody going to choke, probably them Pacers, where they've been playing. An MVP? You asking me who is MVP? That's crazy, homie. All I'm going to say is this. I'm going to tell all these girls to tell the girls to tell the girlfriend, and Kobe Bryant, I'm out.
Why I want to talk about him anyway. Hell, Boogie, that's why he had to go anyway. Nobody didn't want to talk about no Kobe Bryant anyway. That's West Coast season, ladies and gentlemen. You see how he do it. He just think he big time Pippen. He might be getting ready to board a plane right now.
We don't call him Boogie. I'm about to
get nothing. Yeah, man, you know. Hey, I'm about to get you the rundown on the street suite, man. Hey, man, we got a lot of young fellas, man, that think they ready for this next level thing, Hell Boogie. And there have been reports that Julius Randle, the freshman from Kentucky that really didn't show up in the national championship final, is coming out. But then he sent out a tweet saying, man, I don't know who put that out, man. I got to, you know, talk to my family and things. So we don't know about Julius Randle just yet. Jabari Parker say, give him a couple of days. He got to talk to Coach K about his decision. But, Jabari, if you smart, you better stay. You got a lot of young good talent coming in. You going to be all right. You know what I mean? Kansas freshman, the big-time forward, the center guy, Joel Embiid, A.L. Boogie, even with the back problems, he decided to come on out. The big guy in the middle from New Mexico, the big forward, Alex Kirk, number 54, looking like a surfer dude, big body in the middle, he coming out. You know, he averaged 13 and about 8 rebounds, man. You know, he did pretty good this year, man. Michigan sophomore guard Nick Stauskas said, I'm going to the league. I shoot these threes at a high percentage of going to the league. You know what I'm saying? Tennessee big man, Jarnell Stokes. Yeah, I think he got a chance. 6'8", 260, real big, heavy body. Yeah, man, going to the league. Straight out of Tennessee out this third year. You know what I mean? And that about do it for my dudes who going to the league. You know what I mean? And on some other note, you know, that boy Aaron Hernandez's name came up again. And, you know, his little accomplices that got down with the get down with the drive-by in Florida, you know, they've been indicted today on separate charges. Carlos Ortiz and Ernest Wallace, yep, might as well get it started so you can get it over with. You know what I mean? NFL news. Your boy Eli Manning, L. Boogie, had ankle surgery. 6 weeks to recover. Yeah, I hope it takes longer than that. We the ones hurt him in the last game. You know, oh, we didn't play him in the last game. He got lucky. He better be lucky it wasn't them boys.
The
Redskins
busted him up.
Busted him up, you know what I mean? And the NFL announces that, you know, L. Boogie, not only are we going to have a Super Bowl, you know what I mean, in 2015, but we also going to have a Pro Bowl, baby. We going to have stars of us stars around the joint, man. So if everybody listening, man, get your paper right, man. Get your ticket ready, man. Fly on down to Arizona with the good weather in January, man, so you can kick it back with your boys from the streets, man. You know, we kick it in the man cave, man, to watch the game and get right. Have a whole bunch of swag, hot wings. You know what I mean, Boogie? Even if you're a vegan, we'll make something for the vegans. That's the street sweep.
Only in the streets, baby. Only in the streets.
Hey. Big up to Digger Phelps, man. I forgot about Digger Phelps, man. 20 years working at ESPN on the college game day on the basketball side, man. He said, man, I got to hang him up, man. 20 years was my goal. I did 20. I'm done. Big ups to you, Digger. You was great on ESPN. I love waking up to you on Saturday morning checking you out, Digger, wearing that flossy green. Boy, you a big pimp.
He was cold. He had the green fluorescent highlighter to match the tie. His tie always matched his highlighter. And Digger said, I did 20 years at Notre Dame. I'm going to do 20 years of broadcasting. Now 20 years of something else. What a great plan, Digger Phelps. Speaking of coaches, your boy John Calipari, he's coming out with a book. He says that the NCAA institution is crumbling. He has some very interesting points, Ro. He said they should pay these players between $2,000 and $3,500.
Yeah. Yeah. Adam Silver said something on that line too to make him feel better about staying in school. What your thoughts on that, El Boogie, real quick?
They should. Legally, because they're getting it illegally. But if they get it legally, then they can, you know, probably feel a little bit at ease. And don't have to, you know, worry about those type of things. And the game and the product could be even better. Imagine Jabari, Andrew, and Randall coming back just for one more year. The twins coming back for one more year. So I just think that, you know, it should be, you know, thought about. You know, also,
yeah.
He said that, and let me ask you this. He also said that meals shouldn't even be, they should be disqualified.
If you're breaking it down for me where I'm getting paid, I don't need those meals because I can pay for groceries myself. And you and I know that when you get to college and you got, you know, a little bit of funds, you got to make the most of it. So when you and your roommate can put your funds together and go get some groceries, man, you'll figure out how to become, you know, that adult that you've always wanted to be by learning how to cook and doing things that you've never experienced before, just watching your mama or daddy do when you was living in their household, you know what I mean? So, you know, if you paying me, I'm cool. I know how to get down with the get down. If you're not paying me, I need that meal plan because I can't, you know, the way they working you out, man, you got to eat about four, five, six meals a day, old boogie. You know, you be hungry around this joint.
And he also said that they should get some a compensation and health care package. And I said, that's what they need when it's said and done. If some of them don't make it,
I was going to say, when it's all said and done, I mean, some of these guys are getting jobs from those guys who are alumnus there. You know, some of these guys are getting looked after. Some of them don't need these insurance plans. I mean, if it's a guy that's really doesn't have an opportunity to make it to the league or can't get a degree and further himself, you know, with employment, then maybe. But some of these guys are being looked out for in these big time schools. So, I mean, man, that insurance is going a little too far. You know, because half of these dudes are one and done. We're learning that. It's not even just on the big-time level anymore. Some of these mid-major guys are able to, you know, not even make it 4 years anymore. So, I mean, it's just the way it's working. But that insurance thing is going too far. If you're on scholarship, you know you get that good insurance. And, you know, once it's over, man. Hell, give me some insurance. Give me that Obama. I'll take that Obama.
They need the Obamacare in college sports.
I'll take it. Whatever
wow.
They handed out from Obama, I'll take it. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, well, you know what time it is, man. Yo, it's time to get street official time, man. We got Big Brother T-Nick ready to chime in with us. L Boogie, you ready for that?
Oh, yeah.
You know how Big Brother do, man. We're going to bring in the Big Brother from the sports officials, man, every Sunday from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, man. You know, you got to check them out on Sundays, man. The boys hot, getting things, stepping up in the right directions, man, and pulling us along, L Boogie. Don't you love it? I just love it. Yo, Big Brother T-Nick, the host with the most for the sports officials. What bad?
Hold on, bro. What time do we come on Sundays? Just say it again for the one more time.
12 to 2 p.m. Eastern.
Boy, you my hitter. I don't want to say my hitter. You know what I'm saying? I like calling, you know, the mind ninja. You know what I'm saying? You, what? if I was where you at right now, boy, I hug you right now. You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, I'll make it quick, man. Pacquiao and Bradley. We all watched the fight, man. The first time they fought, I'm just going to say this right now. The first time they fought, man, we was watching the fight, man, and my wife, you know what I'm saying, because we fight fighters, you know, we watch the fight like everybody else. My wife, you know, she's going for the brother. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. You know what I'm saying? My mother, you know, born in Cleveland, Ohio. She an African-American, straight black, off of Glenboro. You know what I'm saying? Off of 116 and Martin Luther King, for all those who didn't know. That's where she's from. And my dad is Puerto Rican. You know what I'm saying? My grandmother went over to Puerto Rico, got them, and raised them down in Little Italy, for all those who didn't know. You know what I'm saying? So, she was going for Bradley, my wife. He win that one round. And y'all watch that, man. He win one round, but he won the title. You know what I'm saying? He won the title. I don't know how the hell that happened, but it happened. You know what I'm saying? But it happened. So, I'm going to tell you this, man. Boogie, I'm with you. Joel G, I'm with you. I think Chef said it too. saying? I'm rolling with Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? I'm rolling with Pacquiao. And for all y'all that don't know, y'all better do your homework with Pacquiao. Pacquiao got some of the freshest Air Maxes in the Knights, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to the royal blue, the yellow, the red, the white. If y'all don't know, holler at your boy, man, because I got about four or five pairs from last year, the year before that, the year before that, the year before that. Man, I got some fresh ones. Every time I wear them, and I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, every time I wear them, fools be like, man, what the hell is those? Where did you get those from? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They packy. Ow. That's what they are.
Straight
from I'm a realist, too, man. You know, he lost a step. You know what I'm saying? So, this one go down. It is what it is. But I'm saying, well, with Pacquiao, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Ro, I'm going to tell you this, man. I have never, ever, 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 ever met El Boogie face-to-face a day in my life. All those in Radio Land, Ro, the Streets, Boogie, Jewels, we all get along. You know what I'm saying? We all family like Sister Sledge. You know what I'm saying? But he went Pacquiao, I went Pacquiao. He loved the Packers, I went the Packers. You know what I'm saying? He went Syracuse, I went Syracuse. And that's it. I don't know how it works. But I'm going to tell you this, Boogie. That cheating shit that y'all, excuse my language, but that cheating stuff that y'all was doing with the Yankees yesterday, with the pine
Thank
paw
you.
On his hand. Ro, was he cheating, Ro? I'm going to talk to you, Ro. Ro, was he cheating, Ro? Was that some cheating?
He was cheating. That's pine paw. You cannot have pine paw, y'all, showing in the lights, man, like that glowing and glistening. What the hell is going on in Major League Baseball? First time on South, now we have pine paw in school.
That wasn't no pine paw, bro. He talking about some. I was washing my hands and now washing on the dirt, and it was mud. Are you serious? Yeah. I heard you, Boogie. If you had a laugh at that one. that was serious, though. But look here. Hey, sidebar right here for the streets. For all those who didn't know, when it comes to the sports officials, Mitch has officially changed his name. If you ever seen Paid in Full, his name is Money Mitch right now. Call Money Mitch. That's what you call him. Hey, I wanna hit this on y'all real quick, man, because I heard y'all speak on it, you know what I'm saying, but y'all got off on it. But check this out right here. The Wonder League score, the quarterbacks, okay? I heard y'all talk about Kaepernick, you know, what was going on with him and, you know, being mixed and blah, blah, blah. But check this out. Right now, the scores then came out for the Wonder League score. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me and excuse my ignorance if I missed it earlier, okay? But right now, Johnny Money Manziel, he scored a 32. Blake Bortles, he scored a 28. And that damn Teddy Bridgewater scored a 20. He scored a 20. You know what I'm saying? Cornell University. Jeff Matthews, he has the highest score among all quarterbacks with a 40. And for all those who don't know, the Wonder League is a 50-question test, okay? Admission to the combine with all participants, blah, blah, blah. They're only going to give you 12 minutes to answer 50 questions, okay? And I'm going to tell you this.
And
if you got a 20, you got an average intelligence of roughly an equivalent of an IQ of 100, okay? and I'm going to tell you this. You know, just between me and you, Ro, me and you, Boogie, and the chef, you know what I'm saying, everybody else that's listening, according to ESPN stats, according to the Florida Network, the stats and information, 31 projected 2014 starting quarterbacks have reported a one-leg score of the average 29.4, okay? And that's above Teddy Bridgewater's 20, above Blake Bortles' 28, okay? Alex Smith, he had a 40. Andrew Luck, he had a 37. And I heard y'all talking about the light-skinned brother with the white mother, Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick had a 37, too, just like Andrew Luck. Just want y'all to know that, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm like Nick Phelps, man. And Notre Dame, ESPN.
T-Nick.
Yes, sir.
Is Colin Kaepernick in trouble?
You got damn right that nigga in trouble, man. Excuse me. You call me. He in trouble, man. You know what I'm saying? Look, Alex Smith, who's behind him? Harbaugh coached old Kaepernick up. They traded Alex Smith. Kaepernick was the man. Kaepernick, whatever the hell his name is. He was the man from Nevada, University of Nevada. Do y'all know who they got right now? That top 10 pick? Who that top 10 pick they got that they traded for a six-round pick? Do y'all know who it is right now?
Anquan?
Nope. The quarterback. They got him from Jacksonville.
Oh.
Blaine Gabbert.
Blaine Gabbert.
No, Colt McCoy is there in Washington. Nobody wants Colt McCoy. You know what I'm saying? He MBG, boogie, nothing but garbage. Somebody wants that. They got Blaine Gabbert, top 10 pick from Jacksonville. And they're going to put him in San Francisco so Harbaugh can work with him. You know why? Because old Kaepernick talking about he want $18 million a year. Are you serious? $18 million? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to take you back to old Biz Markie. Mitchell, please, you work for UPS. He ain't worth no $18 million. Are y'all serious? Man, please. You know what he needs to do?
Two NFC championships $18 million.
All I can do is walk on the streets and say, you remember, I don't know, Ro, you look at the old school TV shows on the streets of San Francisco. You either walk around the streets of San Francisco and tell a friend, a whole bunch of girlfriends about the streets. That's what he needs to do. I'm going to tell you that. Last but not least, man, there's new uniforms coming out in 2014 for Florida State University. And I'm going to give it up to you, Boogie. Y'all the champs. Florida State University, y'all get new uniforms. But so does the U. You know what I'm saying? So does the University of Miami. And I'm going to tell you this right here. Dorial Green Beckham, the DGB from Missouri, he got released today of his scholarship.
Yeah.
What was it, 3 years ago? Was it 2 years ago? 3 years ago? He was the number one receiver in the nation. You trying to break into your girlfriend's home or whatever it is, not
man.
To mention the other two drug arrests he got.
Man,
I want to give him the You Big Dummy Award. You Big Dummy. That's what I want to give him, Ro. That's all I want to give him, man. And all I want to do is to everybody who's listening to tell a friend. Tell their girlfriends, to tell their homeboys, to tell their side pieces, to tell their girlfriends. That's all I'm saying, man. Every Monday and Friday, Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., the streets is talking. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man.
With everybody,
you know what to do, man. You know what to do. Hey, shout out to you, AJ. The Global Network One, man. It's like EFA. Like EF Hutton, man. When the streets are talking, everybody listen. If you ain't listening, he's a sucker. I'm going to take it back to the 80s. He's a sucker.
That's
appreciate
what it is.
Wrong,
you know what it is.
No doubt.
Well,
no doubt.
You on Sunday. Yes, sir. The host with the most, T-Nick, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the Sports Official, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, man. On Sundays, get in when you can fit in. Hell, Boogie, you know we got to go to a quick commercial, homie. But y'all be cheating. Only the Yankees can get away with it. Oh, he doesn't say, what happened there, Boogie? Can you explain to me what happened last night? Y'all were cheap, man.
Well, what happened was... What happened was we just, you know, he had some sweat and he couldn't get a grip. It was cold. So he rubbed his hand in some dirt, man, and the dirt absorbed on his hand, and that's how it happened. It eventually came off, but you know, it always happens when he was doing good. Now, if they were smacking home runs, it wouldn't have been an issue. So, you know, and like Dustin Pedroia said, he said, "Hey, I have pine tar on my back, you know, so you know, I'm not going to complain."
You know, so, hey, it is what it is. Guys do what they got to do in the streets to get it done, to live up to those contracts.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? And back on that, hey, and that back on that Wonder League test, and I was going to say that as well, the numbers that T-Nick broke down, was that, honestly, does it really make a difference? Because you wonder what type of questions they're asking. You know, and the punter from the Bengals, he went to Harvard. And he had the best, the one who was, you know, got his clock cleaned by Pittsburgh, you know, his face and his helmet, broke his nose and his jaw. He scored a perfect 50. He went to Harvard. I wonder what are the questions. What would we score? We got to get a hold of that. We can Google that, I hope. We're gonna let people know about that on Monday. What's on the Wonder League test? What's the question?
We'll get a hold of it.
So, oh, yeah.
You know.
No doubt. We're going to – when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. Go ahead,
while we're on this baseball, before we go to this commercial, let me ask you this. You know your boy, Ryan Braun, who served the 65-game suspension last year for taking them roids and lied to us all. Man, L Boogie the dude this year, man, Tuesday, Wednesday. Man, this dude hit 3 home runs against the Philadelphia Phillies. And when I tell you 3 home runs, I'm talking about, man, 2 of them were bombs. One was a 3-run shot, you know, in the third. Then he come up in the fourth inning, hit a solo. And then to top the night off in the bottom of the eighth, he just take them deep again for another 3-run shot. Is he still on them roids? Are we not checking him properly, or is he gave it up and he just doing it all natural right now?
I think he's doing it all natural right now. I think that all those guys could have did it, you know, natural without the steroids, just at an alarming rate, you know. So I think Barry would have, you know, got a lot of home runs, but him beating the Hank Aaron's mark, I don't think he would have, but he would have been close, you know.
Hella close.
So, yeah, he would have been close. So that's just all, you know, because one thing I say about steroids, they take a good player to being a great player and a great player being a Hall of Famer and a Hall of Fame player just being a legacy. That's what steroids do.
Right.
So, you know, it's a hell of a drug, similar to cocaine. That's what Rick James said.
Strength. Help. Okay, stop. I need help.
and before we go to commercial, just a, you know, real quick, what's your thoughts about Mel Kiper saying right now on his big board he has Johnny Manziel at 18?
You know what, man? Just let him keep sliding. It's nothing. It's out of our hands, L Boogie. These guys going to keep saying what they saying, and it's something that we don't understand. So I'm just going to let Mel Kiper say what he says, Ty McShay say what he say, put him up on their board, because they do have a little bit more insight than what I have as far as talking to general managers and what teams are looking for. So, you know, you never know. If he slides to 18, will I be surprised? Hell yeah. Because a lot of teams are going to pay for it. Those teams that just, you know, skip over him, they're going to have the Randy Moss effect, dog. You know how it go. You just keep passing over me, and let me get to a team so I can suit up, and I'm going to show you what I'm about. And that's what it's going to come down to, Pimpin.
That's what it's going to come down to in the streets. May 8th, the first round of the 2014 NFL Draft. And you got the Houston Texans on the clock. Oh! Woo! We feeling it. When we come back, we're going to have the freestyle flow. We're going to wrap the show up, give our shout-out. Oh, man, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. BlogTalkRadio.com. Category Sports, search box, The Streets is Talking, Global Network 1. Oh! Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Pull up in that rooster till we wake the fucking hood up. Got all these pounds
of
ganja. I work out, I'm doing cushions. Bobby Banders in the building. Pop that pussy, throw a foot up in the air. One time for a nigga like me with a squad like this, where it seems so strong and the flow so cold. Ain't nothing but some bad bitches in my clique. What's up, Eastside?
What's up, Eastside?
We in it big.
We in it big.
They think they singing me. But they ain't seen shit.
But they ain't seen shit.
Girls on the pole yelling, make me rich.
Yeah.
Girls on my shows wanna take my pick. Yeah, we can do this here all night. Can't tell me nothing, can't tell me shit.
No.
All in my zone, all on my own.
Yeah.
Open that pack,
yeah.
Rolling that strong. And we still up in this bitch. Won't turn down, won't go home. Yeah.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They try to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Don't kill my vibe, I don't blow my high, just blow my guy. I'm so paid, I'm so fly, yo baby daddy, dear respect me, black, yeah, I, that no lie. I'm on my square, blowing circles in the air, her that purple. I'm a boss and you a worker, listen here boy, don't make me hurt you. You want trouble, I got plenty, how you want it, fully simming. I'm so rich, so all that fuckboy shit, you kick it, don't offend me. Don't get killed off in it, bitch, I spend meals all on this shit. Boy, it been 11 years of this shit, look at me now, still in it, bitch. I stand tall, no can fall. You pussy ass nigga can't touch G. See me, don't speak, ain't none G. I'm in my zone, nigga, don't fuck with me. Aye.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
Me and all my niggas, all these bad bitches, all this free liquor, surrounded by so many women, one of these hoes might be your wife. She looking for a nigga that's ballin', so tonight might be her night. You know me, I say son, low-key I threw tuition at Onyx. Flip money fast like Sonic, rich nigga, I speak Ebonics. Got a new car, I pay cash, got a new crib with a weed lab. Chris Bills, I need that, fuck your team with a free set. 100 deep in VIP, niggas always hate. I came in with a bunch of goons and I'm leaving out with this lady. I got your boo in my boo, got a sheep out to swallow my baby. My system loud, my weed loud, no hair clip or something faded.
Trippy.
I'm in my zone, I'm feeling it. Stop blowing my buzz, quit killing it. So buy another round. They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we still in this bitch.
They tried to shut us down about an hour ago, but we back in this bitch. You know what I mean? Shout out to Uncle Joe, man. I see you in this style of poop. Shout out to you, baby. Shout out to my niece, London. You know what I mean? Shout out to my other sisters,
yeah.
Man. Cloudy, Angie. You know what I mean? We back, bro. Super producer. Cellmate, Hero, Juelz, and G. We back in the asylum. We back, bro.
Yeah, buddy. It's
you
almost time
mean?
To get up out of here, man.
It's almost that time.
Yeah,
man.
Buddy. You know what it is, man. Sometimes a good thing has to come to an end, you know? So before we get up out of here, man, I want to give a shout-out, man. Team Legacy, let's get it. We got a game tonight, big tournament this kid, man. You know, we on our way to the game right out of this show. Let's go, you know, to the fam, the wife, you know what I mean? Ustream, Global Network One. Man, appreciate it, AJ. Sports officials always showing love. The chef, you know, D-Mac. North Park, Texas, you know what it is. 5,000 rapper for life. L Boogie, you ready?
You know I got to be ready, man. You know what I mean?
Already.
You ready for me, bro?
Oh, man, you know how we get down.
Oh, man, here it is. Let's do it. I'm coming through the spot. Hey, yo, Pookie, I'm like Pac. I know you're listening right now. Man, you ain't giving me two drops, but it's all good. Yeah, I'm going to sell two CDs, Coming with the Trees, Through Eyes Red. Yeah, me and my OG, Score Key. Oh, yeah, it's Boo Meeks. You see, it's me. Oh, yeah, it's T-R-O. Hey, yo, Pooh, remember we used to do it back up in 84? Yeah, let me get back. Get back on the track. I don't know what I'm going to say, but I tell you this, homeboy, yeah, I got her on my lap. Yeah, I'm going to blow a stack, and I'm going to come right back like a yeah, thumbtack. Because, I mean, your ass, you going to get mad, man. I'm coming through with whack. That's my dude from Detroit. Oh, yeah, man, he love this sport. Oh, man, yo, Poop, we in New York. With my cousin, Ty-Ty. Yeah, we coming through, yeah, drinking on Ty-Ty. I don't know what that means, but I know what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi. Hey, yo, Roy, let me stop. My head is gone, man. I told you I'm Pac. I ain't dead, but I'm still a living legend. Everybody come through. Yeah, that's my brethren. That's the Bible. I ain't coming through, man. I'm liable to hit him with a sidekick. I don't give a shit. I'm coming through, man. Take your pick. I ain't chest bumping like the Knicks, but I tell you one thing, man. I fuck your bitch. You better be careful, my nigga, yeah, because I used to slang them big old bricks. They was 36, maybe 17, but I don't give a fuck. It was making me cream. And if you don't get back, homeboy, I'm going to tell you one thing. My nine going to make you lean. I ain't Jelly Bean. That's Kobe. That's his daddy. Man, you owe me. My pops are on the street. That's why they call me, yeah, Boo Meeks. Man, I remember when he was on the scoreboard. Oh, yeah, man, I wasn't bored. I had to pick him up, yeah, treat him on the sidekick. Yeah, I stored all his sneaks, man. They was leaked, man. Oh, yeah, I eat, man. I don't care what they say. I'm coming through. Yeah, I'm bigger than Jay. And I got about 7 Beyoncé's. Oh, we out this bitch. What the deal, bro?
That's what it is, man. You know, hey, you know it's time to get up out of here, man. I want to give a shout-out to my mamas, man, and you and Jewels, man, the studio guest Bluesy. You know how we get down. We got shouts out real quick.
Yeah, man, I want to just give a shout-out, man, to all the kids, man, that, you know what I mean, I did a couple, you know, when we do the AAU thing. So all the kids, you know what I'm saying, in the state of Arizona, it was, you know, Arizona testing this week. So all the kids that got through it, just want to give you a shout-out, man. You know what I mean? You want to give a shout-out to all the fam down there, you know what I mean, Huff Heights, you know, at the good, you know, all my youngins, they won too. So, you know, I just want to give a shout-out to them. Cookie Meeks, I see you, baby. So, you know, that's about it. See you Monday.
Yeah, man, big ups to Bubba Watson leading the way in this 2014 78th edition of the Masters, and Americans leading the way since we ain't got Tiger, you know?
And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Oh, I can't wait to Monday. Who's going to be the Masters champion? Let's go, Ro. We got to get back in our cell. Big up. Let's go.
But I ain't the one teller, don't wanna be another number. I got a fucking gang of weed to keep you going under. The federalists wanna see me dead. Niggas put fighters on my head. Now I got two rock bottles by my bed. I beat them lead. Now when released, how will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? To be kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shooting at your crib. Mama, I'm still thugging. The world is a war zone. My homies are inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Scheming on ways to put some greed inside the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, busting the beans on rims that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are torn. I'm like a bean if I leave on the dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hosting. Picture me rolling. Easy now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many players.
bag banging, so I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change, packing 40 Glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remand, running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. As we head up out the zone, Stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple beans and my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bag to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. I see some molding ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And digging the plot, nigga, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't see two niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm cautious. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on stolen, boss hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us rolling.